Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. We're back in the studio. We've got some more good news. The narrative, the mainstream narrative around the cerveza sickness is completely collapsing in a good way. What I mean by that, all the conspiracy theories that were out there, call it 6 months ago, that could quite literally get you banned from this platform, have turned into conspiracy fact. And this is something that all of us have known quite well. I'm sure most of you are following Dr. Chris Martinson and others, but let's dive into the story. Now, the CDC really having no choice but to come out and admit the truth that we have known for many, many, many months. And a lot of us, probably a lot of you on the live stream right now, have actually been demonized by your friends, maybe your coworkers, maybe even family members, were actually just stating what we knew was obvious, just looking at the data and the quote-unquote facts and the science 6 months ago. Let's dive into the story here. And this is from The Hill, but if you Google it, it's pretty much everywhere. This isn't just from, you know, Republican point of view. This is just, it's in the Associated Press. It's everywhere. So CDC study shows prior infection and medicines protected against the variant. Okay, well, that's good. Then when you go down here, shows both the vaccination and prior infection provided protection against infection and hospitalization, but rates were actually lower among people who had recovered compared to people who had the medicine. Let me just read that one more time here. This is coming out from the CDC. As of today, both groups, the non-medicated that have had the cerveza sickness in the past. So we'll call it maybe natural immunity and artificial immunity, call it that. Both of these forms of immunity protected against infection and hospitalization, according to the CDC, but rates were actually lower, meaning fewer people infected, fewer people hospitalized among people who had natural immunity, meaning they'd already recovered from the cerveza sickness, compared to the group that had the medicine that had never had the cerveza sickness in the past. So the first thing that comes to my mind, and you guys know my position, that I'm not really anti-medicine at all. I think for some people it makes sense. You've got to come to your own decisions. You and your doctor should discuss that. It's not up to me to decide. It's definitely not up to a politician to decide either. But as far as mandates, I'm completely anti-mandate. And if you got, well, I'm sure most of you have been watching this channel for a while, but even, I mean, when they first started talking about these mandates, I said the smoking gun here, the way you know this isn't about health is because they're not acknowledging natural immunity. And I would get so much pushback on social media and on platforms like Twitter with people saying, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. The medicine's better. The medicine's better. The medicine's better. And I say, listen, I don't have a dog in this race here, but if we just look at the facts, if we look at these studies, if we listen to what people like Brett Weinstein, Dr. Chris Martinson, and others are saying, and then we just compare all of the quote-unquote scientists, it's pretty clear that this natural immunity is as good, maybe even better, who knows, but it's definitely worth acknowledging when you're talking about the cerveza sickness or a mandate. And then it's definitely, definitely worth acknowledging when you're looking at a risk-reward analysis. So as an example, your reward is far less for the medicine if you've already had the cerveza sickness, but yet your risk is the same. So this is a different risk-reward profile, a different risk-reward type of metric for those two different individuals, the one who has maybe had the cerveza sickness and the other who has not. And then obviously there's a ton of different variables there, such as age, health, comorbidities, etc. So, and this is why I've always been, among many other reasons, because I've studied history and I don't want to give the authoritarians more power and control. My reasons are I have many reasons for holding the position that I do, being very anti-mandate, but this is always the one that's just right here in front of your face, that if they're not acknowledging natural immunity, this is not about health and science. I just said that over and over and over again. And now it's actually refreshing. It's encouraging to see the CDC coming out and actually admitting this. Because once the CDC comes out and admit it, I mean, it's going to be very, it's not impossible, but it's going to be very, very, very difficult for the mainstream media to try to somehow further this narrative. So, of course, there's caveats in the study. And as you can imagine, coming from the central planners, they say, well, it was just done in California and New York. And they say they talk about all of these other variables that may have impacted the study, may have not. But to be fair, this is very complex. And a lot of times you're dealing with imperfect data. And there could be several conclusions. But what you need to do is just keep trying to further your research and do more and more studies and see if the studies in the future draw similar conclusions. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. Hopefully, at the very least, this study will prompt the CDC to actually do more studies in the future, which obviously I'm not a doctor, but if I was a betting man, I would bet that you'll find similar results with similar studies on this topic in the years to come. So this is just a really big win. And I also wanted to point out that, and I'm going to do a story on this next, because I want to transition into the Fed economics, them raising interest rates, and how the Fed is always behind the curve. They're always doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, especially if you look back at history when they're raising rates. They're almost always doing that when they're doing this to try to slow down the economy, but they start raising rates once the economy has already slowed down. That's what I'm talking about, that they're always behind the curve. But it's not just the Fed. It's really all central planners. So if you take them, or if you assume that the central planners that we have here in the United States have good intentions, let's just assume that for a minute. Well, what have they done just recently in the last week? Well, they've come out with some places like Chicago, New York, they've doubled down. Washington, D.C. just implemented a mandate, I believe, last Saturday. Ironic, isn't it, that the capital of the land of the free, it ain't so free. They're basically telling 40% of the American population that you're not allowed here. So it's a bit ironic, isn't it, that we continue to say that we live in the land of the free when we have our capital excluding potentially 30% of our population from even coming to the capital. But that's a completely separate rabbit hole. My point there is that was just implemented last Saturday. And then you've got Biden coming out and giving all of these tests and everything. I mean, that's not free. The taxpayer is going to have to pay for that either through direct taxation or through inflation. Also, you see them coming out with giving out N95 masks. That's another thing that they've had to admit is that the cloth masks are, they said, less effective, but I think it's going to come out in the future that they are pretty much ineffective. And therefore, the only line of protection, if you will, is an N95. So then I believe the Biden administration is sending out like 40 million free N95 masks, or Bernie Sanders had proposed that. But my point there is these central planners, they're behind the curve, just like the Fed. Because if you look at, if you actually do your homework and study what this recent scariant, how it goes straight up, and because it's so transmissive, bam, it comes crashing down. We see that over and over and over again. This was very, very predictable, if you're even slightly paying attention. And we see this phenomenon occurring right now in the United States. So my point here is right at the top, just when this thing is starting to crash, which I think it'll, I'm not sure whether it'll peak out this week and the next or next week, but it's on the way down here. It's definitely going to be on the way down by the time all of these people get their N95 mask, or all of the policies that the politicians are rolling out to defeat, let's say, the cerveza sickness. They're doing it at a time when the cerveza sickness itself is on the decline, just like the Fed is most likely going to raise interest rates when the economy is already on the decline, instead of, in their view, it's just starting to heat up as far as inflation. Now, that's not to say that we can't have economic output go down and consumer prices go up. I think we absolutely can. But I'm just looking at it through the lens strictly of economic activity, because the Fed conflates the two. They think that inflation equals economic activity. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. All right, guys. So some good news there around the cerveza sickness narrative. The mainstream media, it's just totally collapsing. And I think that we're going to see more and more of this in the days and weeks to come. Just want to remind all of you that I'll be in Washington, D.C. this weekend for the protest, the peaceful protest, the march starting at the Washington Monument on Sunday, walking to the Lincoln Memorial. And this is for a protest against the mandates. And I think it's going to be right at the correct time when these mandates are, they're kind of on their last leg, and they're like that boxer that he's been beaten up for 10 rounds, and you can tell they're just barely standing up. And I think those the protest this weekend, it's at defeatthemandatesdc.com, is going to be the final kind of pow, pow, 1-2 punch. It's going to knock out these mandates, hopefully for good. we'll keep our fingers crossed. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.